LLC, listening. NADERL, Kate LLC. NADERL, Kate LLC.
ABA interest rate test.
W8RCC, listening. NHGYU, was the system down for a while, say 30, 40 minutes ago? Anybody around out there that's been on for a little bit? This is Nancy A. Golf Yankee uniform.
DLB radio check.
This is KF8 APM. I hear you loud and clear.
Thanks for the chirp back. I'm on mile marker 195 of I-75, and I know this repeater is pretty far away. I just wanted to see if I could hit it, so thanks for the response.
No problem. Safe travel, 73.
To you as well. This is KF8 BLB clear.
KF8 APM clear.
BLB radio check.
KUSAV mobile, East Alaska. Go ahead.
In there. The local, the normal time for me, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Over.
Okay, Roger. I will be around for that. So, Max, if you're hearing me, you might make sure I'm in the loop for the link for that, so I'll make it. Okay, thanks, Brett. I would like to snag you for the CNET, because I won't be out of my other Archcom net until right at the top of the hour, so thank you. Other than that, all quiet in the county, and everybody stay warm. I have nothing further, Brett. Over.
very good, Joe. I will also I owe you an email too for an update. So I will hope to get that out to you maybe today, if not tomorrow. So we'll go ahead and take a quick standby. See if there's anyone else out there that's wishing to check in. Please call KDRHB. November Oscar and Romeo. Good afternoon, Gold. Who are your comments?
KDRHB, this is Annie and Warner. Can you hear me, Ken? In Cordis, Michigan, part of District 5. Not too much going on here. I'm still working on some things down in my shack area. Probably going to take another couple of weekends to finally get everything organized the way I really want it. And then I think maybe I can just keep it that way going forward. So I will hand it off to you. This is Annie and Warner.
Very good. Thanks again for checking in this afternoon. Always good to have you. And yeah, still Lounge 3, a little bit of fading, but overall, good stuff. Next on the list, Kilo Echo 8, Bravo, Delta Tango. Go ahead and hear your comments. Okay, I believe it's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Delta Tango. And this is Jeff. And we'll be talking about it for Shiawassee County. We're doing good there. We're having our normal meetings. If I can hear everybody clear, everything's good there. But we still have our 7 o'clock meetings on every, the second Tuesday. We also have a Skywarn 2-meter net at 7 o'clock each Monday on our repeater at 147.02. And you can find the information on our website. That's W8 quack quack quack, as we call it, or QQQ. So, other than that, appreciate the time, and we'll try to hit these a little bit more often. So, KF8 Bravo Delta Tango. This is Jeff. Sign out.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for the correction. I did make a note of it. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Delta Tango. Thanks for your comments, and thanks again for checking in. Next on the list, Kilo Bravo 9, India, Alfa Romeo. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, not a lot going on in here, no. Certainly no outside work. Then I got a lot of rearranging to do in the shack here. Shack here, gonna rewire pretty much everything and get everything grounded properly for a change. That's about all I have. Nitronet control, KD8RHB, KD9IAR.
All right, very good, Don. I know you're a few miles from me. You got a, you're still loud and clear here, so thanks again for checking in. Always glad to have you. All right, next, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Go ahead, Rod.
This is KC8YVF, ECRO for Water, Saginaw County. Not much going on this week. It's been quite light since December and into January here. We will have our next Aries training coming up on the 23rd of the month. Topic has not been determined at this present time. Part of it will be coverage for Winter Field Day. Our Aries group will be participating again in Winter Field Day on the 25th and 26th. It'll be out at our local county airport, Harry Brown Airport, in the conference room. We have a good facility out there, and the airport managers and that work very well with us. We'll have at least 3 stations, way it's looking right now, possibly 4 or 5 stations on the air. We're a little bit challenged with the restrictions of the airport. Again, all the antennas have to be below 30 feet. They have to be marked at the top with some sort of lighting. Planes don't run into them, I guess. As I already said, if they run into our antennas, they got worse things because they're low enough to hit the buildings that are out there. So hopefully not. But we always have a good time out there and looking forward to that. Hopefully the weather cooperates and isn't too cold or too much snow. We've ran into all sorts of things before, but we'll make it through it. So that's all I've got for Saginaw County. It's KC8YVF back to that.
All right, very good, Ron. Good stuff. I think we're going to be doing winter field day two here in Calhoun County. I didn't mention it earlier. Whether it's our club or our Skywarn.com group, not sure yet, but one of us will be doing one, or maybe both, or combination. But anyways, thanks for checking in.
Thanks for being that control. NAW clearing.
Okay,